Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 83. You are so much better than you think you are. You're so much better than you think. So, basically, it's probably a good time to mention that there is a vlog, because anyone that's watching the vlog, so there's a podcast and a vlog, but anyone that's watching the vlog will see that I'm not in the office. I am in the middle of Wicklow at Sally Gap. And one of the reasons why I'm here and doing this podcast is to reiterate the point. And the point is this. We don't appreciate what's on our own doorstep, and it goes for all of us. Now, I'm not actually talking about nature and the environment. Well, I am, but it's going to lead onto what I really want to talk about, and that is, you don't appreciate your own talents and your own skills. You might not even recognize them. So here I am in a lovely, picturesque, lush part of Ireland. And you know what? For many years, our culture is really bad at appreciating and acknowledging our history and appreciating the environment where we're from and just everything that's on our own doorstep. I don't think we've really capitalized on or appreciated for a long, long time. Myself specifically, I traveled for many years. Did a lot of traveling, and only then did I really appreciate where I came from, or did I appreciate what's actually here in my own country. So this relates to you as a person, and that is, you more than likely, from the majority of people I meet, more than likely you underestimate your skills and your talent level. I mean, I know there's the exception to the rule. I know there's few people now and again you'll come across who are the opposite, who overestimate their skill and their talent. But I think the majority of people, and the majority of the problems that I listen to from people, is people who don't believe in themselves. They don't actually realize that on your own doorstep, in other words, your own person and your own mind is already amazing. You already have a lot of skills that you haven't acknowledged or you're not capitalizing upon. You're like a computer, basically, with you know, the computer software that needs to be, if the computer software is not right, the computer is not going to run right. So your mind has to be, not cocky, not going too far over to the side of arrogance, but believing in yourself and recognizing your strengths. If you genuinely feel you don't have strengths or you don't have enough skills, then by all means reskill, or educate yourself further, or go through a mind detox, or get out into nature where you can breathe and you can get positive and you can replenish your soul again. But I guarantee you that you are better than you think you are. I guarantee that you have more skills and there's more things that you're good at and you have more strengths than you will give yourself credit for. So it's time to have a look at those areas, whether it takes a bit of meditation, whether it takes getting out in the open into the scenery, into, what do they call it, kind of like green, green soul cleansing or whatever, environmental soul cleansing, getting out into nature, into somewhere that you like, or talking to people that are positive, or that can actually help you figure out all the many areas that you're good at. Have a think about it. Jot down your skills. Make sure you're capitalizing on them. Make sure you're increasing them. Make sure that you're acknowledging them. Let's not be holding yourself back from all future success and from living the life that you want to live. So you are so much better than you think. So let's try to rectify that, and let's try to bring your mind, like that computer, let's try to bring your mind on a par, run the software program that's not going to hold you back from doing all the things that you want to do. Like a car, you're like your body is so finely tuned, your mind's so finely tuned that you're like, I don't know, we'll say a Rolls Royce just for the example. But if your mindset's not right, it's like that handbrake is stuck in that Rolls Royce. So I mean, you're not going to really be moving anywhere. So you need to release it. You need to absolutely realize and balance things out and not be given into self-limiting belief. So there's already riches in you. There's already riches around you. It's if you can get into the right mindset, it makes it easier for you to obtain those riches in whatever form, whether it's experiences, whether it's wanting to have stuff, do stuff, be stuff. It's totally down to you and it's totally down to your mindset. I only listened to something on the way to doing this podcast. I only listened to something that really stuck in my mind. And it was somebody who had retired and, you know, they were actually very successful. But when asked, you know, what was the regret? They said, you know, they wish they had done more. They wish they had been more aggressive in their pursuit of their goals. You know, they wish they had, even though they had already achieved a lot of things. I mean, I thought they were very successful, but they still had those doubts. They still had that regret and wish that they had done more, achieved more, tried more, at least tried more. So don't let that be you. Do it now. Hopefully this motivated you a little bit and, you know, giving you something to think about, because that's my main objective. And hopefully if you've been watching the vlog, you've liked a little bit of scenery, get yourself out there and enjoy it. Get the oxygen deep into your lungs. Anyway, I'll talk to you on Friday with the Friday Blitz. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.